USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugees and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps continuing. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Russian cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Preparing for increased attacks from the Kremlin as V-Day draws near, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid warnings. Alabama authorities say the car used by an escaped inmate and missing jail official was located in Tennessee last Friday. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton said the local authorities located the car before they knew the two went missing. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
We are learning more about the devastation in Havana.
At least 22 people are dead after an explosion at a Cuban hotel. Officials say Friday's explosion at the historic Hotel Saratoga in Havana appears to have happened after an accidental gas leak. The Cuban presidential office says rescue efforts are still ongoing, but so far at least 74 people are hospitalized, including 14 children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
South Korea says North Korea flight tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch occurred from waters near the eastern port city of Sinpo. Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines there. South Korea says the short-range missile flew about 400 miles, but did not immediately provide details about the submarine that would have been involved in the launch. All the major indexes on Wall Street closed on a down note for the week. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Taliban rulers of Afghanistan ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. Their order confirmed the worst fears of rights activists. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts, not all of which have been implemented. Last month, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but that rule has been silently ignored after a day of opposition. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes and recommends they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country in the mid to late 90s. Out west in New Mexico, hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of planes are working to encircle the largest burning fire in the country, as potentially historic weather conditions were in the forecast. Thousands of residents have evacuated due to flames that have scorched large swaths of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last few weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire initiated by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching. It's where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who have left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. The court ruled Thursday that regulations for the technique were invalid because the legislature did not consent to them. The searches were challenged by a group of black men who worried about being targeted for an investigation because their biological brothers were convicted of crimes and had genetic information in the state's data bank. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.